Have your Bibles tonight. Turn to Lamentations chapter number 3. Lamentations chapter number 3. The Bible says in Lamentations 3 and verse number 1, I am a man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not in the light. Surely against me is he turned, and he turneth his head against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in the dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in a secret place. I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help for a little bit, on this thought, a new day. A new day. Now, as we look at this, what I read in your hearing, we didn't read all the chapter, but if you just read this, you'd say, boy, that's a pretty gloomy day. I mean, wasn't a whole lot of sunshine in it. Seems like it was more darkness than there were sun. Seems like there was more dark, more night than there was day. But as I thought about this, I thought about that the way it seems a whole lot of times in our life. Seems like darkness is ever trying to creep in. But I want to say there's a God of heaven, praise God, that makes a difference in our day. Now we can see the lamentation. We can see the writer as he's writing these, and he's speaking from his heart, and he's speaking from what he knows. And as Jeremiah's penning these down, we can see that he's realizing where he is. And I believe it comes to a time, Brother Bill, that Jeremiah was realizing he wasn't a young man anymore. He realized that he had, like us, some of us, had crossed a lot of bridges, and he had been in a lot of places. Amen? Seemed like there was a lot of darkness that overshadowed him as he went, but that was just the way it was. But he was writing this, and he was thinking of this as being an aged man, being a man that had been in the darkness, away from the light. And in verse 10, he said he had even been pursued as though by a lion and by a bear. That the adversary was a nipping at his heels, seemed like, as he was going along. Now, even a child of God, amen, like Jeremiah, praise God, sometimes I know that we feel the same way. I know we feel like the adversary is on our heels. He's nipping at us, trying to pull us back, if not just trying to plumb pull us down. But I want to say there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's bigger than adversary. Now, I don't know why I can't get away from that. I hit on this morning, praise God, it's coming this way again. But that's all right. We all have an adversary. But I want to tell you tonight, he ain't nothing but the stinking devil. He's old Slewfoot. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's the devil and a liar and a father lies. He'll never tell you nothing good. He'll always want to bring you down. He'll never give you encouragement. He'll never brag on you for the good you do for those around you. That's just who the devil is. And it's bad. Jeremiah's a looking at this in Lamentations 3. He's a seeing all those things in his life that he had been through as he began to look at himself. But then again, Jeremiah begins to look away from himself, and he begins to look by faith in those things, praise God, that's ahead of him. I will say tonight, if we could just get our eyes off ourselves for a few minutes tonight and look at what God's got ahead of us. Amen. I'm talking about a new day, a dawning for you and me. A new day, praise God, that God's laid out there. It's a good day. It's a lovely day. It's a sunny day. It's a perfect day. It's a glorious day. It's a hallelujah day. It's a day of walking. It's a day of talking. It's a day of being in the presence of a thrice holy God. It's a day, praise God. And that's going to be a day to remember throughout eternity. Praise be to God. Well, glory this evening. I'm glad I'm part of that day. Hey, you say, preacher, you ain't there yet. Yeah, but there's a part of me. He's a part of you. If you're a child of God, hey, you've already crossed the threshold into the glory land. Praise God. Just go ahead and claim it. Praise God. Name it. Hey, I'm a child of the King. I'm somebody going somewhere. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to be there one day in a little while. I can see it up ahead. Amen. You want to make the devil mad, just get bragging on glory. Amen. Didn't he say, Colossians, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory? Amen. That old devil just put that in his pipe and smoke it. Amen. Praise God. But he's looking forward in faith to the glorious appearing of the Lord. He's looking to that hope that he had. See, darkness is all around him. Darkness is overshadowing him. But praise, hope was on his mind. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:21, he said, "This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope." Praise God, he got to looking at the God of heaven. He got to looking at all the afflictions, all the miseries, everything that he'd been. Praise God, he said, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and look past them. I'm going to put them behind me. Praise God. Hey, I'm going to take this cart of cares. I'm just going to park them over here on the side of the road, and I'm just going to go with God. I'm just going to live in hope with an expectation, praise God, that what he's already done for me, he'll do better than that again. Amen. Now, if you've already been in the pit, praise God, you wouldn't think he'd do a whole lot more for you if he brought you up and brought you out. But praise God, he was looking, praise God, with faith for something bigger. So he can say, praise the Lord, I have hope. I want to say today, me and you can say that we have hope. Our hope ain't in this world. Our hope ain't in our government. The hope ain't even in the Pope. The hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Lord of glory, praise God, is who our hope is in. So we see God Almighty, and we see Him in His mercies, and we see Him compassion and His faithfulness. He tells us in verse 22, He said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. His compassions fail not. He was looking at himself, and he looked past himself, and he got to looking in faith to the Lord. Praise God. He got to seeing all the good things that the Lord had done. If we had sat down, you and I had sat down and take a piece of paper and begin to write down all the good things the Lord had done for us, you'd never get her filled out. Amen. Praise God, because every day, every minute, every few seconds, you'd say, hey, you'd have to write down another breath. Amen. To God be the glory. I tell you what, we don't think much about breathing this side of glory. Amen. But you get really bad sick, you get really bad bronchitis, or you get to some of these folks that's had COVID, and they get that mess in their lungs, they feel like they can't get a breath. And if they can get some in, they can't get it out. Amen? Or you get to taking a test. You get in one of them MRI machines. Amen? And they lay you on that little old prisoner's bed. get you all ready and prepped, and then they slide you in that little old tube. Now, it's open at the foot, and it's open at the head. But praise God, you're still in that little old tube. And you get there, and they say, well, you know, this will take about 27 minutes. And you feel like you've done died and went to hell. Amen? Everything, you're trying to focus, and you say, well, all you got to do is just breathe. Just breathe. Have you ever tried to breathe on your own? Amen. I'm not kidding. You start trying to breathe on your own. You start thinking about the breath you breathe. You'll die. You'll suffocate yourself to death. You'll hyperventilate. I just have to shut my eyes. I get in that thing. Now, I'm not claustrophobic, I don't reckon, but if I get in one of them things, I get kind of anxious. So I just shut my eyes, and I'm like, Miss G, I just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. It keeps me thinking about the air I've got to breathe to stay alive. And I can breathe fine. Not only is both ends open, but they got that little hole top, and it's going, it's blowing air on you the whole time. I like them new ones they got. They got them open MRIs now. They put you on that little old slab, like you'd use when you attach you taking people to the morgue, but they don't slide you into a tube. They just slide you into a big old donut, and it takes pictures. Amen. Don't have to think about your breathing in, praise God, but he ain't got you in a hole. But if you get to thinking about your breathing, praise God, you'll suffocate yourself to death. He said, what Jeremiah was saying, he said, we take so much for granted, even to the breath we breathe, that we ought to be every day just using a little of it just to praise God, to lift up his name, because he gives us every breath that comes into our lungs and gives us enough sense, praise God, to exhale so we can inhale again. Now, you've all heard the story about the earphones they put on certain people that says, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. But I want to tell you, if somebody's helping you do it, they'll suffocate you to death. Because they'll be either a little too slow or a little too fast for what you think's right. But ain't you glad tonight, praise God, when even in a breath you take, God Almighty is in control, he's in charge, praise God, and he's a giving you every one. You don't even have to think about it. I didn't have to get up this morning and fill out a chart and say, well, I guess I'm going to have to take about 9,800,000 whatever breaths today. Amen. And I got to make sure I get them all in, because make sure I don't miss one. Now, I don't know about you. I can't afford to miss no oxygen. Amen? I need all I can get. But I want to say, if I give God the glory, he gives me all I need. I pray God he's right there for me. He said, listen, I have hope because the mercies of God, they're there, they're present. The compassion of God and the faithfulness of God, it's there for you and it's there for me. It's there for our little children, praise God. We can take them, put them in the bed at night, knowing God's going to watch over them while they sleep. Amen. What a God we serve. His mercies. Now the old prophet's talking about the mercies of God, the goodness of God, the love and compassion that God has, the mercies that's new every day from God. God doesn't like to bring affliction upon his people. Says he doesn't. He says he doesn't do it willingly. Amen. He doesn't like to do it. Verse 33, he says, for he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve his the children of men. Do you know God don't like God don't like to afflict us. And said he doesn't do it willingly. It's against what he'd like to do. God wants us to mind him. God wants to love him. He wants us to be appreciative of what he gives us. Praise God. Just lift up, praise his name every day. Walking right, talking right, living right. Amen. Praise God for his glory. So he can just bless us, amen, with the blessings from heaven. Because his mercies and compassion, his faithfulness, praise God, that's there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he says that God wants to bless. He doesn't afflict us willingly. He wants to bless us, praise God. And he said in verse 31, he said, for the Lord will not cast off forever. Amen. He said those afflictions, when God does that too, ain't you glad he don't get mad at you and stay mad? I'm talking about the one that gives you your breath. Amen. I'm talking about the one that keeps you breathing, keeps your gizzard working. Amen. Without him, you'll fall away. But I'm glad when he gets mad at us and he has to correct us, praise God, he don't stay mad. Amen. Because his mercy and his grace, compassion is of the Lord. Jeremiah said, hey, listen, I remember all the things we had to go through. He said, I'm part of a wicked nation. I've had to go through things with these people. Praise God. There's a God of heaven who I have my hope. Because he's the one taking care of the situations. He's the one delivering us, praise God. He chastens the people, but he does it because he loves them. Amen? Look at Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 11. He said, my son despiseth not chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Amen? Said God chastens us, He corrects us, praise God, because He loves us. He don't leave us to ourselves to do what we want to do. But you know, if we live right and seek right and act right and want to do right and live a righteous life for Him, we can pretty much do what we want to do. Amen? And they say, now, preacher, you're getting way out there in left field now, so we can't do what we want. Praise God, you can if you're living right, praise God, because you want to do right. Amen. And so, Bill, you say, praise God, it's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right now for God's glory. So if we're seeking to do right, praise God, you can do pretty much about whatever you want to if you want to do right. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I won't be right. I won't be found pleasing to my Heavenly Father. Jeremiah went through a lot of things, praise God. He had a lot of new days because God was a blessing him because he was trying to do what was right. Praise His holy name. So we see the prophet, he looks at himself and he looks away from himself, but then he looks at these people. Oh my goodness. When you look at the people, he begins to look at them and he begins to call them to a time of prayer. Amen. To a time of prayer, a time of confession of sins. Now, if you want to get the heart of God, praise God, just start praying and asking to forgive you your sins. In verse number 40, he said, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. You know what America needs to do, church? We need to search our ways and turn to the Lord. We need to seek some direction. The half of this country has lost their minds. They think they can walk away from God. They can do ungodly things and God's still going to bless America. I want to say there is a God and He's still real and He still can bless, but He won't bless sin. Amen. 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 He will not bless sin. So he says what you need to do, praise God, you need to call upon the Lord. And Jeremiah weeps and he cries over these people that they might repent and confess their sins. That's why they call him a weeping prophet. In Lamentations 3 and 48, he says, listen to this. He said, my eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. Now watch this, verse 49. He said, my eye trickleth down and ceaseth not without any intermission. He said, my heart is broken for the people. He said, my heart is broken for you. He said, God knows my heart. He said, it's broke. He said, I weep and I cry. He said, I can't quit crying over the sinfulness of a nation. He said, I can't quit crying because of our people, us that's not turning to God, that's seeking another way. He said, preacher, I'm glad it'll never be that way in America. It is this way in America. We're trying to make it to heaven without God. We're trying to get ahead of things without God. We're trying to be a blessed people without a blesser. Amen? We need God today. We need to back up and start a new day and start it with God. Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. The weeping crying was weeping and a crying and a pleading with the people. Pleading, begging with the people. He'd say, lift up your hearts, verse 41. And your hands unto the God of heaven. He said, you need to confess your sins before God. And he said, you need to lift up your hands and your hearts. Or your hearts. You know, God's got to get a hold of your heart before He can get a hold of your hands. Amen? There's a whole lot of people today that are trying to get by works. By what they do. Amen? But we can't do no good works till we get God in our heart. Then the good works will come. Amen. From the throne of grace, you'll come from that inward man. Oh, we can dress up the outward man, and we can do things in the outward man, and we can do a lot of good things. But praise God, when we do them from the inner man, and we do them from the love and the compassion in our heart, just like Jesus did, praise God, it'll make a difference. It's like another day. It's like a new day in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. So he would plead for them, praise God, to lift up their hearts, to lift up their hands to the Lord. He had plead for them for the mercy and compassion of God Almighty. He said, we have transgressed and have rebelled, verse 42, and thou hast not pardoned. He said, we've messed up. He said, we need to search ourselves and confess our sins so we can get it all behind us. Amen. He said it's time to start a new day. Time to go in a different direction. So we see the old prophet, he's calling, he's begging, he's looked at himself, he's looked ahead, and he's looked at the people, and he said, this is where we're at. He said, this is where we need to do. And so look what God does for this old prophet. Look what he does for this old man of God. Look at verse 57. He said, thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee, that thou sayest, fear not. Now look what the Bible said. The Bible said the Lord draws near. Amen. The Lord gets close. I would say that's the biggest thing we ought to want today is for God Almighty to be close. I don't want Him to be way over yonder. When I need Him, I want Him close at hand. Amen. Hey, listen. If I'm an important somebody, which I'm not. Amen. And I got a bodyguard that watches over me, praise God, but I do, it's Jesus Christ, my Savior. I want Him to be just as close to me as He can be. Because when I cry out to Him, I don't want to have to come from afar. I want Him, praise God, to be there with me so He can help me right then. Amen. So He can lead, God direct me, so He can show me, get me the way, keep me out of danger, praise God. He said, so the Lord draws near. When did He draw near? Now this is amazing to me. I got this today. Boy, about had me a spell. He said, when did the Lord draw near? Verse 57. He said, thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Amen. Praise God. When did He draw near? The day that He called upon Him. He was right there. He was already there. Praise God. And Jeremiah said, when I called upon Him, He drew near to me. He wasn't far off anyway. But he said, when I called out to Him, amen, He was right there. I want to say praise God to God we serve tonight, Jesus Christ our Savior. When we cry out to Him, when we call out to Him from the sincerity of our heart, He's there with us. Amen. He's there for us. He's there to help us. And what does He do? He pulls up beside Him, puts them big old arms of love around Him and said, Jeremiah, don't be afraid. Amen. There's a whole lot of so-called Christian folk today that's scared to death. Amen. They're scared of life. They're scared of living. They're scared of COVID. Amen. But he says, listen, we don't need to be afraid, praise God. We just need to live our lives. We need to be cautious. I'm not telling you to go out here and be stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. But praise God, we got a God of heaven. We're supposed to put our faith and trust and realize that He said He'd be there for us. He said, well, preacher, what if we get this COVID and die? Praise God, it's graduation day. We go to heaven, praise God. We go to be with the Lord. Amen. He calls us home. Amen. He said, well, preacher, we can get COVID and die. Yeah, you can get anything and die. But I'm just telling you, we ain't none of us going to live forever. Amen. It's appointed day. It's appointed day. Man's going to go out of here. And it don't matter who you are, where you're at, when your time's up. Amen. The Lord's going to collect you up. Praise His holy name. That's what God does. So He tells us, He said, when I called upon Him, He was there. And He said, don't be afraid. See, the very day that Jeremiah said, Lord, said God, He was there. Amen. He was there. And He said, hey, son, I got this. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. We got it. Amen. Praise God. If when you have that confidence in the Lord, praise God, it's a new day. It's a good day. It's a better day. It's a better situation. You say, how do you get it? Because God's compassions and His mercies, praise God, He bestows upon us. We need to just claim them, praise God. Claim the mercies of God. Amen. He said this in verse 21, He said this, I recall to my mind, therefore, have I hope. Because of what God has brought him through so far, what he's already been, amen, the accomplishments of God in his life. He said, I've already been there and done that. He says, like, my hope is in the Lord. In 22, he said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Amen. He said, because his compassion, his mercy and his grace is there. He said, just claim it every day, each day, every morning. A new day, a new opportunity. What do you say, Pastor? I said, a new opportunity to start all over every morning. Amen. To confess our sins at night. Say, Lord, I know I messed up. I done the best I could in this old flesh. But Lord, I know I let you down. I come short. You was there. I wasn't. Please forgive me of my sin. Help me tomorrow to do better. Amen. You know what the old devil, his biggest tactic, he takes and beats us down because we slip up, we mess up. And he beats us down with that and holds us back for weeks. Amen. And we ought to be able to confess them and forsake them, take them to the Lord, plead the blood of Jesus Christ, say, Lord, I messed up. Please help me do better. If you need to apologize, you need to make it right, do that, praise God. And then just go on the next day with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Make it right, praise God. Keep this thing rolling. Keep it looking, praise God. Start over again. So in the morning, you can come to the for the Lord. Amen. It don't matter how much you messed up the day before. Take it to the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you. Tell Him to cover it with the blood that's shed in Calvary for you.
Amen.
Amen. And the next morning, praise God, start over with Jesus. Because His mercy is there every day. Verse 23, He says this, and I'm done. He said, they are new. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Said His mercies, compassions, His mercies are new every morning. That's God. He said, preacher, I heard you say that. Preacher, no, you just heard God say that. Amen. He said, my mercies, my compassion. He said, my compassion, my mercies are new every morning. Just get up, praise God. Say, Lord, glory, hallelujah. This is a new day. And when you think about that, let me say this and I'm done. When you think about a new day, think of it as being brand new. A fresh start. Starting over for God's glory. And then say, Lord, what are you going to help me to do today? What are we going to accomplish today? Today for your glory. On this brand new day. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Why did He say that? Why did Psalm say that 118? Because He said, this is a new day. God's given us another opportunity to do a little bit better. Amen. That's what He expects of us. He knows we're not perfect. There was only one man that was perfect. That was the man Jesus Christ. Amen. Me and you come short all the time, but praise God, He's always perfect. But He's a perfect help. A mediator of one to be there for us. When we confess our sins and ask Him to help us along the way. Because His faithfulness never fails. He's always going to be there for us. You and I, praise God, He's going to be there to minister to us and to help us along the way. And when we stumble, praise God, He'll catch us. He'll catch us. He'll straighten us up. He'll dust us off. He'll clean us up and help us to go again. Just like that little old young one of ours is trying to learn ride that bicycle for the first time. And you get the pedaling, amen, and you get to where you can turn them loose and they flip that thing over and they slide in the dirt. But you go and you get them up and love and you dust them off and you wipe away the tears. And you say, you're okay. You're okay. You can do this. And He gets you up, He gets you back up, and He gets you going again. And praise God, but because of His confidence in you, you say, you know what? I can do this again. I can do it. And pray. So you get on that thing, you're like a little kid, and you grab them handlebars. Amen. You lay the feet on them pedals, and off you go again. Amen. For to God be the glory. Amen. Because He is our Heavenly Father. I don't know about you, I want to impress Him. I don't care enough about impressing the world, the people around us. But praise God, I want to be found impressive to my Heavenly Father. To give Him glory and praise. And to start every day as a new day, another opportunity to serve Him. Amen. Because He offers us that free pardon of sin. To give us that advantage. So when we look at ourselves and we look at where we're at, we look at where we've been, we look at the people around us. But the biggest thing we need to look at is we need to look at the Lord God of heaven who's there for us. Amen. Jeremiah says, praise God, when I look at it, I begin to recall His faithfulness. No matter what I went through, even in the darkest times, guess who was there? Jesus was. God was. He was there to help us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He will always be there for His children. Praise his holy name.